Welcome to the Jennings Ware Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Tara Ventura, an intuitive numerologist, owner of Magical Matrix Consulting, mentor and teacher who is passionate about her work to motivate and inspire people to take action based on their gifts and abilities they came into this life with. Today, Tara shares tidbits on how numerology can benefit partnerships, businesses, and individuals to increase productivity, achievement, and happiness. So welcome, Tara.
Thank you, Stacey. Good to be here.
And it's good to have you. And numerology is always really fun, and it's always something that's fascinated me, and I'm sure our listeners as well. Why don't you kind of give us the numerology 101? You know, what is it? Why do people need to know about it? And how can it benefit their lives?
Absolutely. Well, Stacey, numerology is brilliant in that it's a blueprint that identifies your uniqueness. So, you know, it's why you think the way you do, your special gifts and talents, and the values that you were born with. It determines that. So it tells you that, you know, instead of fitting in with the mold and doing what you thought you were supposed to be doing, what society told you to do, it creates a big aha and like a, wow, that's why I'm different. So, you know, you gain a lot of clarity, and people just feel better about themselves by being aware of their uniqueness. And it helps them to realize that, you know, others have some different values too that can be recognized. So therefore, it validates you as a human being, and it teaches self-love.
And Tara, is it just as simple as knowing someone's birthday and birth time? What goes into determining someone's, I don't know, numerical, I don't want to say value, but, you know, the personality, those sorts of things. What goes into determining that for someone?
Well, right. Exactly what you were saying earlier. It's their birth date and their full birth name given at birth on their certificate. So all of those values, you know, even letters correspond with numbers in numerology, and each one has an essence and a vibration that determines the quality and what you brought into this life and your gifts and talents, and then what you're here to do, your life lessons.
And how can people use this information to help them in the workplace?
Well, I'm a self-described matrix reloaded consultant, I call myself. You know, the word matrix is defined as an environment in which something develops. And of course, we like to think it's magic. So I work with business teams, business partners, or those who are thinking about going into business to clarify unique characteristics that each person brings to the table. So it's really interesting when people ask me to do their numbers, you know, see if they would make them partners with another person or, you know, business names. I have a lot of people ask me, well, does this fit my business or what essence does this give me? And I've realized from working with so many people and, you know, they're dissatisfied with their job and what they're doing. And I just really feel bad for them because this is what they do many hours a day, right? And so it's about diving into their strong points to bring out the awareness of their natural abilities. And, you know, that's why we get up in the morning. That's why we want to feel motivated and really feel like we matter in this world.
What are some examples of the missteps that are made when we're thinking and talking about employees in the workplace?
Well, I really think not understanding people's values. You know, for instance, do you have people that love to feel acknowledged? Are they community-minded? Are they family-oriented? Are they money-motivated? You know, what is it that inspires them? And you know, and then I think another big mistake, honestly, is by not putting people before profit. You know, I understand profit's important, but by understanding and putting people first, you know, we're a much more cohesive, happy, and productive society.
And how about some more examples, Tara, of how numerology benefits people not just at work, but also in their day-to-day lives, dealing with family, relationships, even children.
Well, my gosh, relationships are so big. I mean, you can, I work a lot with, you know, couples as well as teens and children. I mean, gosh, with children, you can, I can do their numerology and realize what their potential is, what they're good at, what they're going to want to do in life, and what their value system is. So that's big with children. And with individuals, you know, I work with a lot of people that are in the workplace, maybe 20s, 30s, and it really helps them gain clarity and insights on who they really are, you know, what they came into this life to do and how they express themselves, which is, you know, so important. So we don't think, well, you know, different or odd. It's a validation, if you will. For businesses, let's say you're putting a team together, you know, I really determine how each person interacts with another. I mean, I can look at a person's numerology chart and say there's someone with a lot of three essence. So they're a big communicator, and they love to work with idea people, which is described by a number one essence. So, you know, ones are not great finishers. So in your team, you would want to include and someone who carries out the project and puts it into practical form and structure, and that would be a number four. So bottom line, it's good for everybody to really open up to their uniqueness, to their talents, and it can save you years of headaches. It can save businesses money and time, and everyone feels purposeful about their performance and what they're here in this life to do.
Well, that's fascinating. Now, I know that you have a giveaway, which is always so generous of our guests when they have that for the listeners. Why don't you tell them exactly what you would love to offer them today?
I would love to offer the first three people who contact me from the show a complimentary 20-minute consultation. And you can reach me at themagicalmatrix@gmail.com. And, of course, my website is themagicalmatrix.com.
Well, thank you. That's really sweet of you to mention that, Tara, for our listeners. That's wonderful. And she just mentioned, of course, that you can reach her at the website, themagicalmatrix.com. And thanks again, Tara Ventura, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.